starts now.
You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic, and it's self-evident.
You know,
it's self-evident that we're using it, too.
It's self-evident. Boy, is it self-evident, obvious.
Oh, my gosh.
That was Dear Nancy. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So glad that you are listening in today. And on a Thursday, I've got Uncle Milty. A big thank you to Dave Janda in kind of going over some great points about who he thinks they're going to bring in. We'll get to that in just a second. Can I just play something for just a second here? I have to rehear what she just said.
With falsehoods and all the rest. And then you merchandise it.
Are they selling t-shirts? What do you mean merchandise it? What is she talking about? No, I mean, I know that she's outing what they're doing, but she has a whole different language that she feels is appropriate with the use of a smear. I find that kind of funny.
I like actually. When she says with falsehoods and all the rest.
What's all the rest too? Boy, Nancy Pelosi coming out and talking about her, strategic ways. You know, what kind of idiot gets on a microphone and says, this is what we do, and we merchandise, and we create falsehoods, and we smear people? Who says that? Anyway, see, that's what I'm talking about. You know, what's going on right now has just outed so much, and we should be really grateful for that. If there's anything really hopeful, and I don't know that it'll end up having anything happen that should happen as far as consequence goes, but the fact that more and more people are learning how swampy the swamp is, completely, the entire government, then I think that's really good for our nation. We needed this lesson decades ago, but we didn't get it. And so what we got was these people in the shadows doing what they were doing with the false front face to their public. And now think about this. I really want to shed some light. Do you remember in 2016, this was right before the election, and Mike Morrell, the acting director of the CIA, wrote this article, and New York Times published it, and it was accusing Donald Trump of being an agent of the Russian Federation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when you look back on that and you look at how the New York Times would do anything the CIA said, and if the CIA wants to write a pivotal piece like this, especially the acting director, they can go ahead and do it. And so he was using his intelligence career as a way of bolstering this claim that Trump was a Russian spy. And then former CIA Director John Brennan accused Trump of treason and being in the pocket of Putin. And they really tried to create this elaborate momentum, if you will, of all of these hoaxy events that we could start accusing of because there was real crime going on. And so let's go ahead and shed a light on all of these things. And what has come out of the last 3 years? An enlightenment of the public's minds on just how deviant the CIA can be, just how deviant the FBI can be, just how insane these people are. And I mean the whole as a government. And this isn't about sides. This is talking about the whole of government and how really, really insane they are to do what they're to do anything to get to their goal. And I think it's great. I do.
Yep.
I think we need it.
No, I agree.
Anyway, so Dave Janda from Operation Freedom Show was talking about how he thought Oprah would be somebody that they might surface because as a candidate, because here Biden's gone down now, if anybody's noticed. Elizabeth Warren gets all the headlines now, right? Elizabeth Warren gets the headlines, and of course every headline is she's ousting him out of the polls. So it makes it look like she's growing, which she's not. There's not more people coming to her events at all. They're going to have to hire crowds on demand, the same group they hire for false flags. They're going to have to hire crowds on demand to show up at her events. And so we have Elizabeth Warren right now with a highlight on her. But somebody else, everybody kind of thinks somebody else will come out of the woodwork. And this is why they started so soon. You were talking about this last week, weren't you? The fact that they never start this quickly on a campaign.
That's right.
My husband actually, geez, are we voting in November? You know, of course not. No, we're a year away. We still have an entire year.
Normally in our history, campaigns are just getting ready to get started right now.
Yeah.
They've been the Democrats have been campaigning for a year.
Yeah. A solid year, yeah.
The president started a month and a half ago officially? Mm-hmm. But even that's early. It's all about, and it, with the Democrats, I believe that none of these candidates are going to be the nominee. Not one of them.
Right.
But they're all raising money from different groups, which has increased their money because they're attracting lots of different people because of all these different screwballs they have. So they're raising a lot of money, and then all that money and all their support is going to be told to go with the one that comes out of the woodwork.
Yep.
End of story.
You know, he was laughing because he said, you know, people are going to think this is ridiculous, but she started a speaking tour that's huge with really no real reason to do it, right? Other than, I just want to test the waters.
That's all.
She has a fan base of women all over the country, right? Now it's diminished. I was on her show, for a product that I did, and so I respected her back in the day on the issues she talked about on the show, not politically. So she came out pretty fiercely in politics when Obama came on board.
Yes.
Right. And so people were thinking, you know, is this ridiculous? Well, she's got a fan base of women still out there on both sides of the aisle. So
I don't think it's going to be her. I really
don't.
I think it's possible. But she never really was successful getting into politics with Obama.
Yeah, that's true.
She didn't get really big.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was at her height of popularity, it had nothing to do with political issues at all.
Right. But I don't know if that matters. I don't know if that even matters anymore. Who knows? You know, and it's interesting him throwing that name out there.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually on her show, too.
Yeah, and it could be her, I suppose, but it's going to be somebody.
Right.
Not one of these people running is going to get there. Do you think Bernie really had a little heart attack?
No, I don't. I don't know what happened.
Or is he just ready to pull out? And didn't, this way he saves, hey, my health is just not there. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. And all that money still stays in the pot from all the donations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Funny how no one ever asks about that. But
didn't he kind of quit in the last election he was in?
Well, they gave the nomination to Hillary. Remember?
Yeah, but they had to get his help to do that.
Yeah. They counted on him not speaking out about it because he knew there was.
They didn't count
fraudulent.
On it. They paid for it.
Yeah. Exactly. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. You can comment on any of this, actually. Napolitano, still with his, total rhetoric. Oh, this is, you know, Trump's behavior is criminal. And that surprises me with him. Really, it still surprises me that he, I don't know, whether to get his career back, I'm not quite sure, but it's surprised me because I think he knows better. And I've listened to him enough through the years where I know he knows better than to jump on board on this thing.
Well, not only does he know better, but he knows that right now it's just a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that legally the House has not started anything officially. He knows that.
Yeah.
He knows the reason why is because there is no crime.
Mm-hmm.
So why is he screaming so loudly that, the president committed a crime? He's guilty.
I don't know. Yeah.
Who's paying him off?
Or what kind of dirt do they have?
Well, that's
and it isn't like anyone that disagrees, I think, is bought and paid for it. People can disagree all the time. What I'm talking about is I know he knows better. When you listen to him describe the Constitution and understand the Constitution in the way that he used to, how he arrived at this point. So I also want to say Chris Ann Hall was on and she wanted to dispel a myth, and that was that our constitutional expert and attorney that nothing formal has even begun. There's no inquiry. There's no anything. It's just letters.
Yep.
Letters being sent.
Letters and talk.
This is just like what happened with Russia. The same exact thing is we're in that same state right now where they kept pushing the word out there just to try and get people to think it was going to happen, but it didn't.
It's just, look, they kept the Russia hoax going for little over two mm-hmm. years. This is just a new version of the Russia hoax, and they're going to try to keep it going as long as they can.
All the way through the...
I don't think they can keep it going that long.
Yeah.
I think they overestimated what they can do.
Yeah, there's some cracks, and that's certainly shining through, which I'm really happy about. That's hopeful. I don't think we can save this country. I really don't. And I hate to be that person that says that, but I really don't. I think that... witnessing these kinds of things happen and understanding where they're going and why and what's being outed, I think is important to a certain degree, because I think it's never been done in our history in the last 100 years before that we've had this kind of outing of information, which has been really great. We get to see the Nancy expose herself in the smear. We get to see that kind of thing. We get to see these people, the CIA, the FBI, we get to see these agencies exposed for a lot of the black hats that reside in these agencies and what they're capable of doing. And just like I said, in August of 2016, Mike Morrell, writing that letter and accusing that and having absolutely no proof of that whatsoever, but his position carried a lot of weight. And what I'm saying is that same CIA does not carry the weight that it used to. And that's been kind of nice to see, actually.
You know, most coups mm-hmm. end in a military dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look back over the last 10 years. Obama did a lot to weed patriots mm-hmm. out of the military, mm-hmm. general rank officers, and
mm-hmm.
he got rid of a lot of patriots there.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of military officers attacked since the President Trump's been in office.
Mm-hmm.
So... it could be very well being set up for this to turn into a military dictatorship.
Mm.
I can see that mm-hmm. being tried.
Right.
I don't know that it would work, but I could see it being tried.
Wow. All right, we'll come right back on the Kate Daly Show. You can call up 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Be right back.
Is this the year? You're open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Go to katedalyradio.com. For the podcast, you can listen to the live recordings of this live show every day, and you can share those. If you see the word short, it just means that it might be 13 minutes, other than, it might be 29 minutes, 13 minutes, or 42 minutes, depending on the content of that hour. And so you can go check that out. Also, make sure you email us, kate@katedalyradio.com and UncleMilty@katedalyradio.com. Make sure you get over to the website and check out Balance of Nature as well. The farm subsidy is at about $20 billion. It's a lot of money. In fact, oil gets a subsidy of over, I think it's $4.4 billion, and farm gets a $20 billion. It's huge. And that also enables the government to also pick winners and losers in the arena of our food development. And the problem is that we are just not getting the nutrients that we normally get. Get over to Balance in Nature. Take this supplement. I love it. My husband loves it. And it really is that good. It really can help you with your own immune system, especially going into fall and winter. Highly recommended. Right now, they're doing $25 off, which is huge. And the savings is huge. And it's so affordable. There's no reason not to try it. It is really that good. And it has about 10 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables. So make sure that every single day, just a couple capsules, make sure that you're getting these nutrients. I can't say that enough. We were just talking about we were just talking about a coup, and then I want to talk about this case permeating the news stream, I know, and we'll talk about the case of the cop and the murder that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But before we go there, I was talking about a coup, and you had some thoughts on this.
Well, you know, the history, most mm-hmm. coups end up in a military dictatorship.
Right.
So looking at it from that perspective, let's look back at the last 10 years a little bit and look what's happened in the military. Obama made a huge effort to get patriots out of the military. He got mm-hmm. rid of a lot of mm-hmm. general officers, mm-hmm. admirals, high-ranking patriotic officers mm-hmm. like Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
And so by doing that, he got a tighter control of the military, general officers mm-hmm. that followed more along his lines of thinking. Since the president's been in office, President Trump, there's also been a lot of activity with the military, trying to replace mm-hmm. the military officers with patriots before something could happen. But I don't think it's a far stretch to, you know, in coups in general, they rely on keeping two portions of society fighting against each other.
That's true, yeah.
And in this, normally it's the military dictatorship that takes over. But what if in our case it's going to be a CIA dictatorship that takes over?
Yeah.
They've destroyed the military, or tried to. I don't think they have, but they tried to. And the CIA is really behind everything. So maybe they're the military dictatorship, the CIA dictatorship.
Interesting thought.
They're not going to win, though.
Interesting thought. Well, they certainly have been revealed last mm-hmm. couple of years, which has been interesting to watch and good for our country. We need to see it. We need to see it. It's been operating in secrecy for so long, with a budget that's never talked about and goings on that are never talked about. It's kind of sickening, to tell you the truth. So the more exposure on this, the better, I think. And you know what? You could be very right.